hiring is really challenging. I know from experience, but I also know there is one place that you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates, and that place is ZipRecruiter.com/clones. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As the applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through their site within the very first day. With results like that, it is no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest-rated hiring site in America. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/clones. ZipRecruiter.com/clones, C-L-O-N-E-S. ZipRecruiter.com/clones. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. We go into our third and final hour. Welcome back, or good morning, good afternoon. I'm Jim Rome. We are live in the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. We start a third hour. Ahmad Thomas is a linebacker for the Green Bay Packers with an amazing life story. An amazing life story. He's coming up next segment. Meantime, you can call the program. Big stories today. I started the show by talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars, specifically Jalen Ramsey. He had a sit-down with GQ Magazine. And I think Twitter put it best. He was one of the trending items on Twitter, and it said that he went into roast mode. Roast mode. He lit Josh Allen up. He lit Joe Flacco up. He said Flacco sucks. In fact, he said it twice.
Hey!
He said this about Josh Allen, quote, "I think Allen is trash. I don't care what nobody say. He's trash. And it's going to show, too." On top of that, he called Matt Ryan overrated. He said that Ben Roethlisberger disappointed him. So he had a lot of positive run for a lot of other guys, but he did roast a number of cats. This has always been a big Jalen Ramsey house, but I'm going to build an addition to that house after this. That was GQ Magazine. So I laid that out in hour number one. That was amazing. We talked about Maryland and their presser. Don't be coming in here and saying that they deserve credit for, quote, owning it. And apologizing with regards to Jordan McNair. None of this would be happening in terms of ownership and apologies if ESPN didn't drop that report. Let's move on to another topic. Yes, Ira is still homeless and by choice, apparently. An itinerant artisan, I think is the way he put it. Listen, new topic. Baseball is better when the Yankees are good. Golf is better when the cat is swinging a bat. Football is better, well, when anytime Jim Tom Sula does anything at all, because this guy is still a national treasure. And as long as he's in the league is in a better place. And this dude doesn't even have to have a head gig to flex his effortless swag. My man drips it, even as a Redskins assistant coach. And it was a huge weekend for Jimbo. Big enough weekend for me to double back clear of that weekend all the way to Wednesday because there was so much to get to after my Wisconsin trip and the fact that I had 2 weeks off. So quickly, I'm talking about Jim Tom Sula, not Tom Jim Sula. Or maybe you're drawing a blank and you can't figure out what that name is or what it represents. You're drawing a blank on this living legend. Remember this. He is the genius behind the greatest question deflection ever. It happened back in 2015. He was the new head coach of the 49ers. Comcast Bay Area asked him the direction he was leaning in for hiring a D coordinator.
I wouldn't say that.
All righty. You wouldn't say that?
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Okay. Let me see if I can go in this direction.
I thought that questioner handled that brilliantly, as well as you could. Can you imagine that guy giving you that answer? I mean, what the hell are you supposed to do with that? Run that back one more time, Alvy, so we can appreciate his unparalleled greatness in that response.
I wouldn't say that.
All righty. You wouldn't say that?
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Okay. Let me see if I can go in this direction.
Okay. Dude hit that reporter with, and I quote, "I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either." It's got to be the best answer to a question maybe ever. And I'll tell you why. Next time anybody hits you with something that you really do not feel like answering, just crack back with some Tom Sula. You know, as an example, hey, did you take the trash out yet?
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Did you pay the cable bill?
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Did you go to the bar for a few pops with your friends?
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Did you roll into work late today?
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Did you leave work early today?
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Did you lie to your boss?
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
It works every single time. Because there's no way that the person you say that to can ask any sort of follow-up question with a scrambled brain. That response will literally melt somebody's dome, and then all of a sudden you're off the hook. Try it. Memorize that. Practice that. That's Tom Sula helping you out of tight spots. That's Tom Sula helping enhance the taste and flavor of a Pabst Blue Ribbon. Yes, it is. And I'll tell you why. Over the past weekend, Jim Tom Sula added to his legend by telling a Redskins reporter, Chad Ryan, during a conversation about beer, quote, freezing cold Pabst Blue Ribbon, and then put a pinch of salt in it, change your life. End of quote. Once again, I challenge you to find the best part of that quote. My man's a millionaire, presumably. I mean, a former head coach in the NFL. My man's a millionaire who drinks PBR. Pretty awesome in and of itself. Not only drinks PBR, freezes PBR before he drinks them. I do the same thing. Awesome. But the difference is he adds a pinch of freaking salt. Never heard that before, but awesome. And this guy's so damn pleased with it that he says it'll change your life. That's as good as it gets. I mean, I've never salted up a PBR before, but you best believe when I'm grinding to get to Friday, grinding to get through it, to get on my Peloton, to get that workout in, to get my cardio on, only so I can get to that first cocktail of the week. That first cocktail is going to be a salted, frozen PBR. Why? Because Tom Sula said so. Tom Sula could tell me to microwave that same beer, and I'd do it. Look, this guy's got the face of a man who definitely knows what he's talking about in the brewski department. I love getting that anecdote from Chad Ryan because, as Tom Sula said, it's life-changing. And I can't wait to change my life. Man, I need to change my life. I'm 3 days back from a long vacation, and I know I need to change my life. And now I've got it. Frozen PBR with salt. But if that weren't enough, there's more. NFL reporter Kevin Clark tweeted this out the very same day. Quote, I just saw a guy in the pouring rain absolutely darting through a parking lot on a bike. Impressively fast. Guy yells, hey, how you doing? From a distance. He gets closer. It's Jim Tom Sula. Right, Kev. Who the hell else would it be? The first guy that comes to mind when I hear about somebody whipping a bike through the parking lot in the pouring rain, of course, is Jim Tom Sula. Again, you find me the best part of that tweet. Tom Sula not giving a hell and dead sprinting on a bike. Not in his car now. On a bike in the rain when any other mere mortal, assuming they had to be on a bike, would have lost control and wiped out. Not this guy. And not on top of that, darting through the rain on a bike, not in a car. Former NFL head coach. Current assistant coach. On a bike, not a car. And yelling a pleasantry from a distance while dead sprinting on a bike in the rain. Who the hell does that? Hey, how you doing? While darting on a bike in the rain. Like, this guy couldn't wait to be that polite. Most of us won't even stop and greet each other on the street in perfectly clear 75-degree weather. This dude's on a bike in the rain. Hey, how you doing? And not just people, but to a reporter. These are the kinds of manners that you pick up as a former night janitor, firewood cutter, and doormat salesman. All jobs that Tom Sula actually had. Here's my only frustration. It's the year 2018. Can somebody get any of this on tape? Any of these conversations? Any of these bike rides in the pouring rain? Can nobody turn their phone around on this? Tom Sula is a lot of things. He's not Sasquatch. Roll some tape. What I wouldn't give to hear or see any of these encounters as opposed to having to just read them. Memo to all reporters within a parking lot of Jim Tom Sula. Have the iPhone ready. You never know when a legend is going to roll up on a 10-speed in the rain or dole out some free advice on how to drink PBR. Come on. Somebody get tape of this guy. Somebody turn their phone around on this guy. Okay. But thank God for this guy. And remember, if somebody asks you a question that you do not want to answer, just drop this on them.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either. I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either. I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Hey, kids. When your parents say, hey, did you study for that test? Hit them with this.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Do I look heavy in this dress?
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Have you had anything to drink tonight?
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
And they're still on IRA. No matter what I do, where I go, what I say, what topic I drop, they're still on IRA. At Hop Hayes tweets, toes in the sand, vagabond artist, change your life. Signed, IRA under the sky. 12 Wood is in. Riding a bike in the rain. I call that a shower. IRA.
Yeah, I live on the street, you too? Pretty much.
It would, man. Stick to doing what you do best. Scopes. 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 It would. You say that. Don't act like the next call that you make isn't to IRA because you know it is. Corey Lee Stuck. Stucky. At the Wisconsin State Fair, they actually sell PBR popsicles. Dude, is that true? Wow. Are they salted? Tom Sula would say that's a pretty good idea. Never heard of that before. At the Wisconsin State Fair. So I was in Wisconsin last week, and it was actually 2 weeks ago. It was incredible. I did not see that. I saw a lot of things I've never seen before in the way of food. I did not see any PBR pops. A PBR pop or a PBR beersicle. I will not be having one of those. 1-800-636-8686. Quickly a phone call. Philadelphia. Mike in Philly. Mike, how are you? What's up?
Romy, great show. Love you as always, man.
Thank you very much. What's going on, Mike? How are you?
Tom Sula makes Belichick look like, you know, somebody actually answers questions. I mean, it's unbelievable. You listen to Tom Sula.
Slow down, brother. Good. All right, now you're done. Boy, that was very convoluted. I don't like that call. Very jittery. A lot of gibberish. Stick to your script. That was not in any way coherent. I'm not going to say that you weren't lucid. I'm going to say that I couldn't comprehend that at all. What was that? That was some crazy word salad, wasn't it? Let me hear that one more time, Albie. If you get a second, come on, Albie, just do it. What do you mean we got to go? All right. Lucky for you, Mike, and I appreciate you, but lucky for you, quote, we got to go. That little bump out just saved you, Mike. Just as Ahmad Thomas is going to save you with his amazing life story. You may or may not know my next guest. You're going to want to know him.
Oh, I got to go.
We got to go. That's Nigel right there, who actually called out of the blue not long ago. Nigel Morgan. All right, you're in the jungle. Don't go anywhere. I've got Ahmad Thomas coming up next. Great story. Bottom of the hour. Wide open for you. Do better than Mike in Philly. 1-800-636-8686. Don't go anywhere. We'll come right back.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
talk some football. Specifically, let's talk some Green Bay Packer football. If you're on hold, hang in there. We are joined right now by a linebacker for the Packers. He was a team captain at Oklahoma. He started every game for his final three seasons at OU. He was undrafted last year. The Packers open up against Chicago on September 9th. I think he's got an amazing life story. We are joined right now by Packers linebacker Ahmad Thomas. Ahmad, really nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's really nice to talk to you. You know, as I mentioned, I think you have an amazing life story. But before we get into the incredible journey that you had to get to this point, bring me up to date about training camp. You've been getting a lot of praise from Packers head coach Mike McCarthy and some of the other coaches as well. What's the experience been like for you so far?
The experience has been, you know, just a learning process. You know, getting in and learning the playbook as fast as I can and doing what's asked of me.
You know, things changed actually dramatically when Jake Ryan went down with that ACL injury. You obviously never want to see that happen to a teammate, but the team needed somebody to step up in his absence, and you've been getting a lot of run in that spot. How have you gone about approaching that challenge?
Well, you know, you just got to approach it, you know, like every other situation. Even before I got here, you know, you always got to be prepared because, you know, in a game like this, anything could happen. You know, and unfortunately that happened, but, you know, I was ready to, you know, step up. Because I was always working every day to be prepared for it.
Ahmad Thomas joining us. You know, the fact that you and I are having this conversation and the story you have to tell is really inspirational. It's amazing. If we were to go back a little bit, you grew up in Miami, not far from Miami Central High School. So what was life like for you growing up?
You know, it was a lot of violence, you know, a lot of drug use, and just not an environment that you want to raise kids in, but, you know, well, good thing I had, you know, a good family that raised me, helped me keep my head on straight, and kept me away from those things. You know, even though you still be around it and you see it, I just had a great family that, you know, told me about the consequences. And, like, because, you know, it was a lot of people around me, you know, even on my team that was, you know, involved with stuff like that. But I just knew where I wanted to go, and I didn't want to deal with the consequences down the road and get involved with things like that.
Sure. Packers linebacker Ahmad Thomas, my guest. You mentioned your family. You actually had an amazing family. You were adopted when you were just a few months old, and your mother and family did an amazing job of raising you. So what kind of expectations did your mother have for you? And then how much did you learn from her?
Oh, man, I learned a lot. The most important thing that I always, you know, took with me was, you know, live every day like it's your last, and, you know, you just don't want to let a day just go by. So every time I, you know, stepped out, she always wanted me to do my best and make sure I wasn't lacking in anything because, you know, just like, for example, like if anybody was to get hurt and, you know, that's not what I want. But, you know, things like that happen. So you got to go hard every day because you never know what happened.
You never know what's going to happen, especially playing that game. Now, you played high school ball at Miami Central, and then you went to Oklahoma, and you became a starter there, as I mentioned, and a team captain as well. And then during a team physical with the Chargers, they discovered that you were anemic. What was your reaction when you heard that news?
I was confused, actually, because I never really felt tired, as in, like, physical activity, but I did feel sluggish some days, but I just thought, you know, that's football. I'm just tired. So when they started telling me about it, I was getting kind of worried because, you know, as a male, we don't bleed. So they was telling me that I had some internal bleeding going on. So I went through the process, and a lot of doctors was asking me a lot of medical background information, and I couldn't tell them anything because, you know, me being adopted. So at that point, I was getting more curious.
Ahmad Thomas joining us. So you're trying to get that information. And also, you know, later on, your wife, Skylar, she had raised the idea in the past about potentially looking into finding your biological parents. Like you just said, you were adopted. You didn't have all that information. When she brought that up, what were your thoughts? For instance, did you feel like that was something you wanted to do eventually? Or did you feel like you already had a family and you were good with that?
What you guys didn't know was, before she was my wife, my freshman year, I was, you know, dealing with it because I had just, it was like 2 years after my mom told me I was adopted. And I sat and I talked to her about it. And she was telling me that I should try to find my family. But and this is before the medical issues and stuff. And I was thinking about that. And at that point, I was just having, like, identity issues. So I was, like, in denial about it. So, yeah, at one point, at that point, I was just like, I have a family. I don't need to find them. But when I got to the medical issues, that's when I felt kind of pressured to find them. And at the end of the day, you know, I kind of did want to find them because I really wanted to know what my roots were. Huh. I had an issue with knowing who I am, but not knowing what I was and where I came from.
I'm Matt Thomas joining us. I mean, that's actually pretty profound. And the story itself to me is beautiful. And I want to make sure that I get this right, too. Is it true that on December 13th of last year, you found your birth mother, and then on the very next day, your son Ahmad was born? And if so, if that is true, what were those days like for you?
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy because when I found her, it was just crazy because I was on the way to leave because my wife was in labor. And my birthday was on the 15th, too. And when I was talking to my mother, my biological mother, I had to, when I Googled her name and then I found her on like Google Plus and I messaged her and she didn't think it was me. And it was around the time that she was like grieving and stuff because she thought I was dead and that she always does that around my birthday. That's what she was telling me. So she thought it was like some cruel joke. And then I told her what my real name was. And then that's when we started talking and then I told her where I was at. And then I told her my son was being born. And that's when she found out that she found her. Well, I found her son, her first son found her. And then she found out that she was the grandmother the next day. Well, basically the same day that I found her. So we talked on the phone for about, I would say, 4.5 hours. And then the next day we talked on the phone for about the same amount of time. So it was just a lot of information that she was getting, a lot of information that I was getting. So, and then still to this day, it's just a lot of things that I'm learning about myself.
Packers linebacker Ahmad Thomas joining us. I mean, it's an amazing story. Amazing. And it gets even more incredible because you had a heart murmur when you were born. Your birth parents, who were very young at the time you were adopted, were told by doctors that you probably would not live past the age of 10. So what was it like to reach out to your biological mother and speak with her for the first time?
When we got on the phone, she was crying for a pretty long time because, I mean, it was hard for me to have any empathy for that until, like, I was listening to her speak because I have children of my own and I don't know what it's like for, you know, to be like, I have a child out there somewhere. Like I have no idea how that feels, but it was crazy to even think that I could have been dead. Cause I was thinking of it like, wow, I was not even supposed to be alive right now. And then when she told me about the heart murmur, it was like not even too long after she stopped crying. That's when she asked me. She was like, so how do you feel? And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, is your heart okay? And I said, yeah. I mean, I had a heart murmur in high school, but they said it was just like a minor thing. And she was like, well, when you were born, the doctor told me you had a fatal heart murmur and you wouldn't live past 10. Hmm. And that's when I was like, wow. And then after that, we just talked for like 3 more hours.
It's incredible. Ahmad Thomas joining us. And there's even more. I mean, you and I can, this story could take me another hour to tell, but then you get in touch with your biological father too. And the two of you met for the first time in February. What was that meeting like? And well, actually, what kind of emotions were you feeling right before the meeting?
Yes, that's a great question because when we were talking about, you know, well, so first, I didn't find my biological father. My biological mother did, and she had to find him through, like, a website where you, like, you know, find people, and she had to pay for it and stuff like that. And she found him, and then we all start talking on this app, House Party, and we was, like, video chatting, like, in a group and stuff. And then we started talking about, well, they started talking about coming up and seeing me. And, you know, at first I really didn't feel any kind of way until the day that they flew up there. I was getting nervous and I was kind of like uptight about it. And like, I didn't know how they was going to react, but I was really nervous. But once we actually met, it was just like, it was like so comfortable. It was, I don't know, I can't even explain it, but I knew I felt that comfortability as soon as we just locked eyes with each other. Because we had been talking for like a month and a half before that.
Thomas joining us. You know, then on top of that, you always had a love for music. And then one of the things that you first learned in that meeting with your biological father is that he's a DJ. So what was it like to hear that?
That was crazy. And the other crazy part is, so I have six half-siblings in total. And one of my sisters sing on top of my biological dad being a DJ. And we just start talking about music. Like, that was the first day he came here, and he had his DJ slate, the table, and he had the laptop, and we were just listening to music all day. We were just catching up. Like, we haven't seen each other in, like, a month or something. So that's where the comfortability was at. It's so crazy that we haven't been, they haven't raised me, but we still have the same similarities and the same, you know, likes. It was just, it was kind of weird. It was just kind of like we had that telepathic connection, even though we didn't know where we, you know, like where each other was at.
It's one of the most amazing stories I think I've ever heard, and I really appreciate you sharing it. So, like, Ahmad, when you find your biological parents, I mean, I guess, and I don't know, but I guess in some cases it might be about getting some closure on something in the past. Does it feel like that, or does it feel like it's the start of something new? And then how do you approach it going forward?
I feel like it's the start of something new because growing up, it wasn't hard for me to know who I was. But I always had this thought in the back of my mind. And I used to always ask my mom, like, where do I come from? And she just, you know, tell me, like, oh, you were born. And that's not what I meant, because I always knew, like, a baby, you know, how a baby was born and how you make babies. I knew that. But the interesting thing that she told me was before, because after she told me, like, and I found my biological mom and stuff like that, we had a long talk. And she was telling me, she was like, when I adopted you, the people told me that you were going to know that you were adopted before I even told you. So I was having these thoughts in my mind, and that was the struggle that I was having. And I feel like this is a thing that I can start a new, you know, a new journey to get to know my biological family and get to know where I came from and get to know my roots. So I wouldn't have that identity issue that I was having at first, because you know, my family shaped who I am, and that's how I got to where I am today. But I was just kind of lost in, like, what I was and, like, where I came from without even consciously knowing that I was adopted. So I just feel like now it's just time to, you know, start a new journey, get closer to my biological family, and, you know, have a big family and bring both of the families together.
And then on top of all that, you're competing for a job with the Green Bay Packers. I mean, that's how extensive and amazing the story is, Ahmad. We talked about everything but football, but I really appreciate you. I really appreciate your story. Next time you come on, we'll definitely talk some more football, but I appreciate your thoughts very much. It is an amazing story, Ahmad. Really nice to have you on. Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you. I'm glad y'all have me on. Thank you.
Me too. I'm glad you decided to come on, and I appreciate your thoughts and you being so real with that and sharing that. That is an incredible tale. Ahmad Thomas, I said that before he came on. I said that he was a team captain at Oklahoma, a linebacker for the Packers. He's getting a shot now right now with the team. But his story, his life story was incredible, and it was. It's one thing to have a story like that, another to be that comfortable and that candid and that open in telling that story. So much respect, Ahmad Thomas. We'll come back, and I've got one last segment for you. We're not done yet. I do want to talk some baseball from last night. Dodgers, Giants. At it again. They do not like each other. Yasiel Puig will go. We know that. And open phones in the final segment of the day. First up, I do owe you a sports update. Here it is. These tweets I'm about to read brought to you by Barbasol Razors. After 100 years of making shaving cream, Barbasol is finally, in fact, making razors. It's a no-brainer. Try the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus with 6 ultra-thin blades. Save now at Barbasol.com. Got the ATP coming up momentarily. Some great reaction to Ahmad Thomas. I said that was an amazing story. In fact, it's an incredible story, and I'm getting very good reaction. Racing Chef 88 tweets, holy crap, Rome. That was a stellar interview. Being someone that is adopted and never putting in the effort to track down my biological parents and hearing his story is truly an eye-opener. Frohawk, my dude, tweets, awesome interview. Speaking as someone who never got to know his biological mother and was disowned by his father, that story struck chords. I have so many unanswered questions. Lineage is a crucial part in a complete identity. So glad to hear that he has a chance to be whole. Really well said. A joyful Angela tweets, huge Packer fan, never heard Thomas's story. As the mom of an adopted son, this spoke to me, would make an excellent podcast. Thank you. Hughes Jeremiah tweets, wow, I was so glad I heard that story. Incredible. I'm glad you heard that too. And most of all, I'm glad that Ahmad Thomas told that story. Nate in Appleton, incredible interview with Ahmad Thomas. To hear his backstory and all he had to go through to now being on the Packers is awesome. Go Pack, go. All right, so really good reaction. If you want to talk about that, you can. Also, quickly, let's get to the ATP. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Nikki in Houston says, Romy, are you anticipating getting dusty like Ira when you send Jake off to college? Thanks, Nikki. Not as dusty as his mother. I love my boys. Jake's such a good kid. Great kid. Yeah, of course I would. Of course I would. Of course I will. Of course I will. Just not as dusty as his mother. Janet is sweating that hard. Or not as dusty as I got when I found out that Ira had no place to live. In case you missed it, Ira called the show earlier today and announced that he is now homeless. Sort of. Kind of. Basically. He hedged a lot. It sounds like he is.
Yeah, I live on the streets, pretty much. So there you go, Claus. I'm not using a shrimp for a Bluetooth or a cockroach for a harmonica yet. But
yet.
Yeah, my life revolves
around. Yet. So a little mini version of Romageddon broke out today because Ira dropped in here and made the announcement that he is now, quote, living on the streets. But I was kind of freaked out by that myself. Honestly, I was. I mean, I know Ira. Ira's been calling the show for 2 decades. I'm a little freaked out by that, but he seems to be handling that pretty well, better than I was. So if he's not concerned, maybe I won't be concerned. Let's go to Albuquerque. LB in the ABQ. LB, good to have you. How are you?
Hey, snag me, old Romy Rome. How you doing today, my
good,
brother?
Good, bud. How about you? What's up?
Hey, I'm all right. Hey, dude, I'm on the flip side of the coin. You know, most of the clones clowning Ira Craig have, you know, they seem to have a little bit of holier-than-thou self-righteousness that is unsubstantiated. You know, the Twitter cyberbullies have an inept non-social understanding with no morality of those who have less. Okay, I live here in the ABQ. It's the real world. It's rougher and tougher than those who may associate Albuquerque with Breaking Bad. And unfortunately, you know, we're only here for a short time. What I'm trying to say is War Ira surviving. Help those who need assistance, my brother.
All right, LB, thanks. I think I know where you were going with that, I think. Now, the few times that I've seen Breaking Bad, and I'm not a guy that's seen every single episode, but you can't not see that show, right, the way people talk about it. So when I checked it out, tell me if I'm wrong. Is Breaking Bad not about meth and murder? And you just said that when people look at Albuquerque, you understand, man, let's be real about this now. It's not like Breaking Bad, all right? Albuquerque is much worse than that. Albuquerque must be horrible. Look, I've been to Albuquerque. Albuquerque is an Original Four affiliate. I love Albuquerque. I don't remember it being worse than murder when I went there. However, I think kind of, while that might have been convoluted, I think what he was trying to say is, hey, man, get off IRA. A lot of you Twitter eggs getting on Twitter, talking your junk, cyberbullying, it's real out here. And there's nothing more real than having to live on the street. I think what he was saying is, I live in Albuquerque. It's tough. It's nasty. It's hard. And not just in the ABQ, but in a lot of places. We got a guy who's one of our own, who's called this show for 2 decades, who called today to say, I'm living on the street. Listen, I would be enraged and really upset about this, but I know Craig, IRA Craig, he's not, or he would not have called with that tone. He would not have, look, if he was so concerned about that, he would not have called and said, with almost a smile on his face and a smile on his voice, hey, clones, you probably need something to get through the week. Here you go. I have no place to live. Have at it. Peace, Romy. See you, Del Mar. I'm out. So I think that LB and ABQ, or in the ABQ, is trying to take up for him and say, come on, man, don't be a ghoul. Don't be a bad guy. Don't be a bag. Don't take a run at somebody who has fallen on hard times, especially when it's one of our own. Yeah, that's fine, LB, but they're clones. They can't help themselves. This is what they do. Me, I think it's bad form. I think it's bad form. I think it's bad karma. And I think if you want to kill a guy who's fallen on hard times, who's, quote, living on the street, it's going to come back and bite you in the ass. It just will. I'm a believer in karma. I'm not extremely spiritual. I'm not extremely superstitious. I'm a believer in karma. And if you somehow get some kind of joy in somebody not having a place to live, or somebody not having enough money, or somebody not having enough to eat, it's going to come back and bite you in the back. It will. Johnny Scabs. Hopefully he understands. Let's see what the scab has to say for himself. War IRA modifying his shopping cart with big tires to push through the sand. Yeah, scab doesn't get it either. Brenton PC. War Rome driving by IRA's fruit stand next to the 405 on-ramp and never stopping. Why would I see a guy next to a freeway on-ramp that I've known for 20 years and not stop? Brent, do I look like that kind of guy? At TFP Will Eat tweets, IRA wasn't wearing a shrimp Bluetooth because he upgraded to cigarette butts as Apple AirPods. TFP Will Eat. Well, that's good, TFP, because IRA might not. You're piling on a guy who's homeless. You're piling on a guy who's living in the street. All right, let me just play a little game with you. Switch places with this guy. What if you had no place to sleep tonight? What if you were sleeping on the street? What if you had no idea where to sleep? How would that make you feel? God. Even for you clones, this is way beneath you. I'm glad that IRA is not as offended by this as I am, because I know IRA is not. Like IRA said, I'm working on my second book. Yeah, IRA, do you need 25 grand for that book too? Because then we're all on the hook for 50 grand. We're at 1,500. How are we going to get to 50 grand? Sad state of affairs when the biggest topic of the day was IRA Craig being homeless. And somebody pick him up. Somebody help him out. Stucknuts in. LB from the ABQ who just called. LB must mean literal bum. Hey, no, why'd you take that so personally? Huge call today, brought to you by Castrol Edge. It is the strongest full synthetic motor oil, 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown, that according to the Kurt Orban test. Kurt Orban. Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure. Now we're done. It's a good thing. Take advantage of that, clones. Look yourself in the mirror. Once again, reset, reboot, hit it hard. Be thankful for what you have, because IRA does not have a home. Come on now. All right, keep me up to date. Talk to you soon. My thanks to my guests. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow. We're out.